listener production.
Good morning, it's Amanda Myler here with your news update. Investigations are underway following a fatal head-on crash between a bus and a car in regional New South Wales. Police say they had been pursuing a domestic violence suspect in the car before calling it off, the Mazda then smashing into the bus in Dubbo with the sedan driver dying at the scene. Eight people from the bus were taken to hospital in a stable condition yesterday, New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Rod Smith praising the driver of that bus.
That vehicle crossed to the incorrect side of the road and collided head-on with a bus travelling in the other direction. The 54-year-old woman that was driving the bus took evasive action and probably saved the lives of a lot of people.
Brittany Higgins has released a statement after Bruce Lerman lost his defamation case. In a 400-word piece posted on Instagram stories, the former Liberal staffer says she was scared she wouldn't be believed or supported and that it's now time to heal. Thousands are expected at Bondi Beach tonight to honour the six victims of last week's Bondi Junction attack. The candlelight vigil to start at 5:30pm local time. Overseas, a man has died in hospital after setting himself on fire near the New York courthouse where Donald Trump's criminal trial is taking place. And the US House of Reps has voted in favour of billions of dollars in US military aid for Ukraine after months of delay. There were cheers in House as the bill passed, the $61 billion package approved by 311 votes to 112. The Broncos have dazzled against the Raiders at a wet Suncorp Stadium, beating Canberra 34 points to 10, courtesy of five unanswered first-half tries, Reece Walsh scoring twice and booting five goals. Coach Kevvy Walters happy with half the game.
That's our best half of footy this year. So, you know, we'll take that 40 and now we just got to work on some things in that second half. But, you know, I thought our fight was good and the effort was great.
Meantime, in the earlier clash, the Titans remain winless this season with a 34-30 loss to the Sea Eagles.